Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
My dear friends from all over the cosmos, my dear fellow human beings from the Earth and beyond, this is Maarten Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio. My guest today is Linda Hostalek, and she is from Hawaii, and she is a physician, and she has woken up through a spiritual journey, and she has done many very benevolent things for humanity and humankind. She's a great healer and a great post of information that goes all around the world and has traveled very far. So, Linda, I want to welcome you to the show, my dear heart.
Well, thank you for having me, Maarten, and aloha.
Aloha. Aloha from the Netherlands. We are about on the other side of the world from each other in distance, and that's really amazing. But at the same time, you feel very close here. So, Linda, why don't you start?
It's beautiful because you got the whole world covered that way.
We got the whole world covered, and everybody that's listening, welcome. Welcome to ET First Contact Radio with the latest galactic news. So, Linda, why don't you start by giving us an update on the latest developments around you and around the crystal star child skull?
Well, Starchild has been very, very active and very busy since we last spoke. She had asked to have her writings, her channelings, composed. And so she now has a book of all her channelings, and it's called The Starchild Channel, The Crystal Skull from Beyond the Stars. And I went through it today because it's designed to be like where you just like flip the book and then you open it up and that's the divining energy of the day. And what came for today was this. So this is the message for today.
Okay.
Remember, you are beings of unlimited creativity and wonder. Changes are happening all over the galaxy at this time, and you are being shown any old traumatic patterns that still must leave. Release. The time of harmony and peace is upon you as you prepare for contact with our world. Be of a joyful heart. Remember, only love is real, and that is who you are at your essence. All beings are connected via the energy and the source, which is love. This is a time of celebration. Gather together and experience this with others. The rocks, plants, and animals all dance with joy as well. Be of a joyful heart and connect in spirit. Watch the signs and listen to your inner voice. It is time. And this is Starchild from September 11th of 2012. So, but she's been channeling a lot about the changes, and she continues to channel messages more and more about change, because our world is trying to restore her balance, but that can result in a lot of very large storms, very large what seems to be imbalances on the way to the new normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because going through to the new normal can be chaotic, but it's also a reminder for us to leave the old behind, which no longer serves, but yet to live a life more of balance and peace and of love and of caring for each other, including our Mother Earth.
That's so amazing. That sounds so promising. I have the feeling that around this time, I'm going to give you and the listeners some background information. Tomorrow is my birthday, actually. I will be 37 years old.
Happy birthday.
Yes, it's almost almost time in a few hours. 7 a.m. in the morning, I was born on March 7, 1977. But I will be 37 years old. And if you multiply 37 by 3, you get 111, okay? Now,
wow.
111 is a sacred number. It's sacred 3. But then also 2014 is a 7. When you add 2 plus 1 plus 4, you get 7. And then there's another calculation I made. If you multiply 3 by 7, by 11, by 13, and then by 37, so 3 and 37 are the outer numbers, they are the same, you get 111,111, 6 ones. So I have the feeling that I have the feeling that tomorrow or today, but actually tomorrow, something could happen relating to disclosure, because I do this radio program now for 4 years, and I've really interviewed many people that are in the ET consciousness, New Age, uplifting stories. I have both interviewed witnesses from NASA and NORAD, like Robert Salas from the and people from the Disclosure Project, but also all the spiritual channels, because my platform is open for both groups, and actually I don't want to separate the groups, but I have the feeling that disclosure has to do with my birthday.
And it very well could. I mean, that is a very sacred number.
Yeah.
But also know that things have been building for so long, and there is some astrological thing that is happening today and tomorrow. I can't remember what it is. I'm not an astrologist, but
yeah,
I do know
with
that
Jupiter.
There is
I read that
happening.
Sorry, Linda. I read there's something with Jupiter going retrograde or something tomorrow or today.
Yes, and Jupiter is a planet of benevolence, so
yeah.
It very well could be, because once the disclosure is fully made, I mean, our world is going to change. And then things like this little war that we're having all over this planet, they're not going to matter, because we're going to have a whole paradigm shift.
Indeed. Indeed we will.
Will change.
Yeah. How
so
do you see...
that would be the happiest birthday of all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. How do you see the post disclosure scenario happen? What do you see happening around the world?
Well, I see that disclosure in some ways has already happened. However, it's only happened to people who can see, and perhaps not. It's not been so much in the three dimension, which everybody is waiting for the big metal spaceship to land on, you know, the White House lawn, for example. And that, I'm not sure when that will happen. At some point, it will.
I see a different scenario, actually. You know, spaceships landing at the White House lawn is a bit direct way of contact. I think it first will go via the media, and the people will be informed by the computer and by internet and television, radio, in all languages, all native languages of the world. And then, after 3 months, after the world population is very well informed, then there can be some kind of landings.
No, I agree. Because that is, like I said, it's just too big. It's something that people wouldn't, some people would run in fear, and people wouldn't understand it. But people are having contact, and people are having disclosure. My partner Reynolds and I, we did some filming for our channel, and actually had ships manifest, which weren't available to the naked eye. Yet they told me in spirit, when you go and you click them with your camera, you will see them. And that's exactly what happened. And so whether or not this will make it to air, I don't know. But these are the type of things that are happening, and it's happening all over the world. It happens here in Hawaii. It happens in Europe and in South America and Africa and North America and, you know, everywhere. So there are people everywhere which are having these experiences. And now, because of radio shows like yours, where people know that they're not the only one, the paradigm has begun to shift, so that they're not feeling like they're crazy if they see these things, right? And so it's been more open communication about the beings that have been seen, the ships that have been seen, the messages that have been given, the technology that's been given. And, you know, there's the whole spectrum of it, everything from, like you say, NASA and NORAD, all the way to channels and spiritualists, because there's all a place for it. Even NASA saw what they described as angels flying around one of the different space shuttles.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
It happened. It's absolutely beautiful. So it's not too far off.
No, I guess not. And how are you and Reinhold doing? I mean, Reinhold is doing still some work with you on the level of contact with ETs, because I remember in September you made a beautiful video that showed some information about some ships that were going to appear from the east. It's something I remember like this. It was a beautiful video that went viral.
Yes, and then actually, I think there was some gathering out in Joshua Tree, and then somebody, I can't remember who it was, but it's somebody that very well respected in the UFO world, and, you know, they documented that it was seen out in Joshua Tree. And, I mean, we've done a couple of videos, so I'm not sure which one that was, but, and like I said, we've recently done some filming for some television shows, too, so we've been busy. You know, the spirits are very active, the ships are very active, you know, the beings are here constantly, but they always seem to have the same message, which is get clear, you know, get strong, make peace your goal, and just welcome this new change instead of trying to resist it, because it's the resisting of all the, you know, wanting to keep the old ways of paternalism and the banking system and all that, which is, it hinders the progress. And so when there's, you know, my feelings are that when there's enough consciousness of enough people who understand, that's when the consciousness will be great enough for everybody else to be able to see. There's something called the 100th monkey phenomenon, where monkeys would learn how to wash their food, right? And after 100 monkeys would learn how to do it, monkeys simultaneously all over the world would start washing their food. And I believe that that's the type of thing that's going to happen as people get clear enough and conscious enough about, you know, understanding that this is a real part of who we are, you know, that we are from the space being. This is where we come from. You know, this is who seeded this little place called Earth. And as the 100th monkey, so to speak, will have that consciousness met, then I think it'll open up the eyes of the rest of the people so that it won't be such a scary thing anymore, but it'll be a thing that is welcomed in a new transition into the new age.
Because exactly.
The light, the love, and the peace will be here on Earth because we'll bring it here.
With yeah, we are the ones who are doing this, right?
Exactly.
All of us, you know, all the people that
we are the ones we waited for.
Yes,
everybody
exactly.
Everybody listening here. Yes.
It's so beautiful. I'm so joyous about this new era, and you can already feel that the energies are rising, and that
yes,
you know, it's getting more comfortable to live. You see?
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. And it's no longer strange if you tell people that you see things.
No, you know? Not anymore.
Whereas before, you know, people used to look at you strange, but secretly they maybe thought, well, maybe what I saw wasn't so off either. But now it's commonplace. And as it gets more and more common, then we're ready as a species to interact with our interstellar brothers in a way that can be televised, for example, and be more, you know, directly broadcast into people's
exactly.
minds and psyche
yeah.
and televisions and radios and all that type of stuff.
Indeed. Well, I'm ready to reach more people with BBS Radio, with ET First Contact Radio, so that we can reach more people. So if you're listening and you are motivated to support me and to support Disclosure and First Contact, then please share this video, which will be on YouTube later. Share it with your friends on Twitter, on Facebook, so that we can get this done, my friends, because this is important.
Get the word out and make that consciousness happen sooner rather than later.
Rather than later, yeah. And I want to ask you, Linda, are there any interesting insights you want to share that you have learned lately?
Well, I think April is going to be a very incredible month. There's two eclipses that are happening in April. And eclipses are always a time of illumination.
Mm-hmm.
During times of illumination, great truths can be revealed with instantaneous, even though an individual perhaps has been working on this truth perhaps their whole lifetime or for several years or whatever. It can seem like an immediate illumination because the energy is right with the eclipses. So during those times of eclipse, too, is a very good time when ships are apt to be seen. You know, Pleiadians will be seen during those eclipses if you are looking for them. Now, I would consider if people have what they would think of a Pleiadian mindset, or if you think that you perhaps come from the Pleiades, that you would get in touch with the elements of nature and of the water, especially of the sea. Those colors, that blue and the green and the very nurturing, healing, watery type of colors, that's the color that you can connect very well to the Pleiadians through. And on those dates, and I'm not sure what the eclipse dates are, would be good times to do that. Also the 11th, and for all I know, the eclipse could be on the 11th, but the 11th would be a very good time to connect with the Pleiadians, especially in the northwestern sky.
Wow.
So I would be looking for the Pleiadian ships in the northwest sky on the 11th of April.
The 11th of April, okay. And that's interesting news. Is there more more news that you have, more developments that have been going on?
There's all kinds of things that have been going on, but the things. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I was just trying to say something, but I can't understand his. Oh, he just wants to be reminded about the abundance, because yes, with the times of illumination, we are going to realize just how abundant we are, and we're already abundant. And part of the illumination and the transformation is to remembering how abundant we are, and that it has nothing to do with money. Okay?
No.
Money is an energy, and that's why it's so important to support the causes that you believe in, because you put your energy into those causes. So whether it's supporting a show like this, or, you know, giving to a cause which is dear to your heart, and, you know, that's true wealth and true abundance. Because as we help each other and we bring in that light and that love, you know, our star brothers and sisters, you know, that's how they are. They just come with that wealth of love and abundance and illumination to show us all the wealth in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And follow your passion, too. Because
yeah,
that, too, is a form of wealth. Because as you go through what it is you love to do, you give off an energetic field which attracts more abundance and more good things into your life. So,
indeed, I have to agree with you. Because abundance is actually our birthright. It is so important that we can share all the richness of Mother Earth and all the technologies that are hidden so that we can live our life in abundance and wealth and happiness without polluting.
The thing is, we have everything we need here. We have everything we need here. Even all the ancient technologies that the Star Brothers and Sisters brought with them eons and eons ago, they're right here. The levitation devices which built the pyramids, for example, or Stonehenge. You know, that technology is still here. That knowledge is still here. It's still waiting to be in Earth. But again, as more and more people have that consciousness and more openness and don't, you know, have that condescending attitude towards it, it allows it to rise naturally. Because the thing about this new way of being is it's not forced. It arises. And so you have to get the blocks out of the way to allow it to rise naturally, like cream to the top of the milk. Whereas, you know, in the past, we've tried to force things through. And that worked in the previous age, perhaps. But now we just have to get out of the way, which means removing all those blocks, you know, whatever traumatic issues we've had in the past, clearing out all that energetic stuff so that this can come up, because it's here already, you know. Because otherwise, people erupt into crises, you know, the crisis, you know, not too far from you, for example, and other crises all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So we have to really, you know, put our prayers and our love into all these situations for others. And always remember, too, you know, we don't need to engage in a lot of things that sometimes we tend to engage in as a species, but instead to remain in the light and the love and allow ourselves to, you know, be part of the solution in the light and the love.
We have the solution in our hands, and it's so important to stay in light and love and to have a positive energy, a positive way of standing in life. It's crucial, actually.
Yes. I agree. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I see people... Oh, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say that I feel the energy building up, and all around me, people are so much more positive. You know, also people that are not really involved in the disclosure scene or the UFO scene, even those, you know, people that should or that were in the Matrix, I see them changing their attitude. Also towards me when I tell them, well, I do a radio show and this, and I talk with several people around the world about all the beautiful things that we could have on Earth. Now, people are not ridiculizing me. They are finding it interesting and positive, and they are asking me for my website. While
that's
a few
wonderful.
Years ago, a couple of years ago, people would, you know, be skeptic or walk away. And this is changing.
No, I agree. And remember, I think globally we went through a collective cleansing, you know, with all the economic stuff that happened. And, you know, people felt really down, and they were forced to look inside at what's important to them and what matters.
Mm-hmm.
And what matters is love.
What matters is love, indeed.
Happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I see that too. And that makes me very happy. Because when people are happy, and like you said, they don't ridicule you because you're talking about ETs, there's the beginning of an open mind.
Exactly.
And as the mind opens, then the consciousness can again rise up. And as things rise up, more and more people can get connected to let the disclosure be made mainstream, because it's already happening.
It is.
I've been on ships. I know you probably have too, and there's millions of people around the world who have. Many people think of this in fear, but as the minds get open more and more, then you see that it's all love.
It is.
And there's nothing to fear.
Well, also because this love vibration is rising, the last years, and especially since 2012, there has been a shift in consciousness, a shift in the energies, in the magnetics. So this is also resulting in a higher state of consciousness of all people. And because this is happening, the ETs are better able to contact us very soon. Because we are getting to their frequencies, to their levels of vibration, as a planet.
Yes. No, we sure are. And it makes me so happy. Just makes me so excited, because pretty soon it won't be a matter of if they exist. You know, because everybody will know that they do. And everybody will know who they are and where they come from and how they interact with the stars and all the world around us. How the vibrations affect everything, from every single rock on the ground to the stars up in space, all the animals and the plants and every being you interact with.
Exactly. Yeah, there is a very positive development going on for humankind. And, you know, I feel happy. I feel happy that it's spring. I mean, in Hawaii, the seasons are a bit different
than
here.
Spring in Hawaii, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's
the Northern Hemisphere, and Hawaii is on the Northern Hemisphere, right?
It still is Northern Hemisphere. It's the southernmost state in the United States.
Yeah.
But it's warm year round. But on our island here, we have snow in Mauna Kea, which is, you know, the tallest mountain actually in the world. Most of it's under the sea. It's 33,000 feet, but most of it's under the sea, except for about 13,000 on top of the land here. But it has snow on it, and the light cycle is what makes the season. Because even here, even though it's warm, the
you're breaking up, Linda. I can't hear you anymore. Can you say it? Yes, go ahead.
Even here in Hawaii, it's a cycle. The cycles of light. And so the plants of the animals to those cycles, those seasons. But the new cycle was the light is coming up. And like right now, you know, it's getting stronger and stronger.
I didn't catch that, Linda. Can you repeat that, please? All right, my friends, welcome back to ET First Contact Radio. We had some problems with the phone line, but this is solved now thanks to Donald, to his genius technical ideas. So, wow. Okay, here we are back with Linda Ostalek live on ET First Contact Radio. BBS Radio Station 1. Share the news. Also, when this is on YouTube, share it, tweet it, put it, post it on Facebook, get it on your blog, because we are bringing disclosure. Linda and I are here, and Linda, I want to welcome you back to the show.
Well, it's good to be back again, so hopefully you can hear me better now.
Yes, I can hear you perfectly, and you know, I just wanted to tell you, Linda, that it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You're bringing such enlightenment to the world, together with your husband, Reinhold. Okay, the next question, Linda, are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay. What can you tell us that what's happening in the spaceships? Because you said you have been on the spaceships. What kind of interactions are taking place? And talk about anything that you are allowed to talk about.
When I've been on the spaceships?
Mm-hmm.
On the ships that I've been on?
Yeah.
The ships that I've been on have all been Pleiadian in nature.
Mm-hmm.
I have what I call my Pleiadian parents, because I had a being, this is my Pleiadian father, who would always sit by my side at my bed when I was a child.
Yeah.
And there's been a few times I've gone up, but one of the times that I'll tell you about was happened on 11/11/11 at 11:11 p.m.
Wow.
And for some time, I had known that 11/11 was a very important number. It just was in me since a time I can ever remember. So I was so excited when that day actually came to be. And when that happened to be, I went to a meditation, and this blue, purple, and white light came. And I went up into this light, and I went into this ship. And in this ship, it was a rather large ship, but there were beings that I knew. Not only it had like little, almost like grates on the floor, but everything was very neat. The different rooms were around the edge, were like the bedrooms, and they had like little platforms for either guests to be on or for people that stayed on the ship all the time. And then in the middle portion, it was almost like a workstation, but it was almost also like a meeting room. And from there were different beings from all over the galaxy. So not only were there Pleiadians, but there were, you know, Arcturians and Andromedans and, you know, those from Sirius and all over the place. But what I remember the most is just how concerned they were about all of us and the amount of love that they had for all of us beings here on Earth and how they had worked out their problems, you know, between all the different, you know, types of beings out there, and are trying so desperately, not desperately, but they're just wanting to really encourage us that we can get along here on Earth the way that they do out there. Because there's always enough when you share. There's always enough when there's no greed. And when you come from a place of love and light, there's always abundance. So that has always stuck with me. And as they led me around, and I was privileged to be with this, we have gone back, and actually Reynolds and I have gone back at different times and been with some of these councils, which has directed the work that we do, because they will tell us, you know, have an event on this day, or you're to pray about this particular thing. You know, right now the prayers, of course, are, you know, going towards Croatia. I mean, Ukraine and Crimea, because they want that love there, you know, because everything can be solved with love. And that's what I remember the absolute most. But you have to remember, these lessons, you know, were taught to me when my father would come and teach me at night before I could go to sleep. But it's the universal message, is that love heals everything. Love also gives you enough room to make mistakes until you realize that love is the only answer. So, you know, that love has always stuck with me as they actually put like a crown of light on my head at that particular time and told me at that time it was time to teach the space medicine, which was all vibrational, and brought me back down onto this earth. Been back a few times since, but like I said, now mostly we go with counsel, and we sit in space with different beings. There's a disc that sometimes will come here and will take us to this this place where time and space stand still, but where the consciousness of all the different worlds are represented, so that everybody is heard and that everybody is listened to, so that everybody gets what they truly need. Maybe not everything you want, but everything you need. And what everybody needs is love. And when people don't get love, or other beings don't get love, you know, that's when things turn ugly. So, but when you give them the love, it makes things better.
I totally agree with you, Linda. And love is really the key to all problems. All issues can be solved with love and forgiveness.
Absolutely. Love and forgiveness are keys.
Yeah. I want to walk in a world where there's love, respect, and kindness. And luckily, as I am, I can interview people that are so loving and that share the same ideas with me. So that makes me want to do these interviews and to do it with a lot of reward, because it's actually after every interview, I add some new information to the whole disclosure scenario, and there are now 104 videos on YouTube that you can watch that I have done with several people, and I have an archive with 400 interviews that I want to bring to YouTube, but that's so much work, you know, over 400 interviews.
Yeah.
And all of them are people like yourself that bring out the latest galactic news, and we are all bringing it together. We are doing an amazing job all together. And I'm all together. And I'm kind of connecting you all the people that have a story about ETs and consciousness. Okay, Linda. Well, it's an open question that I'm going to ask you now. Are there any advices or guidance? Is there any guidance that you want to share with the listeners right now, what they can do best?
Well, I think the thing that I would like to share is to be mindful. Because when you're in mindfulness, then you're truly in that vibration of love. So no matter what it is you're doing, whether you're eating your breakfast or brushing your teeth, or interacting with a being, whether it's another human being, a star being, you know, a four-legged being, a two-legged being, you know, cleaning your house, whatever it is that you're doing, to be mindful. Because when you're mindful, then you bring that consciousness into whatever it is you're doing, and you make that a holy act. And as you make everything a holy act, then your life is transformed, and in turn, it transforms other lives. Because all our energy fields touch each other. You know, so when you're being mindful, you're going to eat good foods. You know, you're going to give your body the rest it needs and the exercise it needs, the air it needs, the sun it needs. You know, and you're going to interact with other beings and, you know, help them with those needs as well. So I think by being mindful and conscious is how we help to turn, you know, and go forth and allow this new world to emerge. And always to be in an attitude of gratitude and be thankful for everything. Because truly there's so much to be thankful for.
Oh yes, there is. Look at the spring, it's so beautiful, the way that the sun is showing itself, well, at least in the western part of Europe, it's beautiful weather the last couple of days. So I really feel blessed.
And, you know, even the snow is beautiful. I mean, I'm originally from Chicago, so I know the beauty of seeing all the ice dripping off of the, you know, all the trees. And, yeah, I mean, maybe we didn't have power for a few days or whatever, but it was really beautiful. And when I could focus on just the beauty, it wasn't that bad. In fact, it could be very pleasant. You know, and now I live here, and every day when we go for a walk, we're greeted by butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's beautiful, you know. And life is beautiful. And, you know, I've learned, too, that when you just follow your heart and you do what's in your heart, you know, that life works out, too. You know, like you doing your radio show. There's a passion that comes from there, and you help other people. You know, I write books, you know. Starchild has written a book. You know, and I want to say thank you to everybody that's purchased that or that has been blessed by that, because I get the emails and all thanking me, and it makes my heart so happy to know that I can affect somebody else that way. And, you know, I'm sure you get the same with your radio show, because you do. You help other people to connect and to be blessed and to remind them that they are, you know, unlimited luminous beings and can do anything. You just got to get out of our own way sometimes as humans and just let that, you know, light emerge.
Yes. Well, light is actually emerging right now from all of us.
Yes.
What can you tell the people about starseeds and indigo children? Because I have the feeling that a lot of starseeds are listening to this show.
I think so, too. And I think those seeds have been activated, and that's why the world is changing. Because all the starseeds that have come here with a purpose to help change the world and to bring it into this rightful balance of love, light, and illumination. And so everybody wakes up at a different rate. But I've noticed a huge awakening over the past 10 years, but especially over the past, say, 2 to 3 years. When everybody started going through that global crisis and all, is really when people began to wake up, how I would see it. People would come into my office. I had a medical practice at the time, because they knew of who I was, and they would almost whisper to me, "I'm seeing beings now. You know, who are these green people I'm seeing?" And it was very, very happy. It scared them at first, but it was very happy for me, because I knew that these star seeds are awakening. And when the star seeds awaken, then they can take care of the indigo children, who really are the ones that are changing the world. And as these children are growing up, a lot of them are adults, they are changing the world. They have a different perspective on life. Automatically, they just love, you know. And when they love and they have that good heart where they want to make the world a better place, it's a different paradigm from, you know, me, 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 I want all this for me, you know. Instead, I see, you know, these indigo children doing things like making programs to help heal the world, you know, or heal a situation or a problem. And they just are very caring. And I think they're the way, they're the ones that are showing the way, you know, with that caring. Because if we all cared that way, this world would be a different place in no time. And it's starting, and they're thriving. And I think the more we can do to honor them and to help them succeed, we all succeed. Not just, you know, for us here now, but for, you know, the future as well. For our children, our children's children, and so on and so on and so forth.
Yes.
Because the world, we're leading them. And it's up to us to plant the seeds, to awaken the seeds that have been here, and to nurture the children, because they're the future.
And the children from now are so sensitive, you know.
Yeah.
If you look in their eyes and the consciousness they have, it's amazing to see, and the wisdom they have also.
Yes, they're very old souls. And they just come in with a natural ability to care. And they have natural abilities to speak to animals and plants, to read the signs in the skies, and to know other people's feelings. But some of them have trouble in the regular school system, at least in America. If they're not in a special school which can validate their gifts, some of them really struggle. And if they're in an environment where they can be nurtured and those gifts encouraged, you know, then they're the most amazing beings. You know, and even if they're not, they find their way eventually. It might just take a little bit longer as they have to struggle through it themselves. But I know several Indigo children, and most of them are blessed to have wonderful parents who recognize that and nurture those gifts. Some of them are homeschooled. Some of them I've heard of some school, I think it's in England actually, where it's just for Indigo children to help them.
That's interesting, yeah.
So, you know, there's people that are aware of this, and the seeds are being planted to make the world a better place. And, you know, I'm just happy to be alive at this time to witness all this because it's so amazing. It's really the change of the world. You know, it's a passing away of the old way and the, you know, the birth of the new.
It is, yes.
It's so beautiful to watch, and I'm so glad to be just a little tiny part of it and watch it happen. It's beautiful.
Well, I'm very hopeful for the future of humankind, my dear friend Linda. We have about 2 minutes left, so I just want to wrap off now because I have to pack. I'm flying to Switzerland tomorrow to meet Michael Monk. You can see Michael Monk's interview on YouTube or on the archive from BBS Radio. Go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio and you find all the archives there. Or on YouTube. And if you want to give a kind donation, help me with PayPal, because I really need to help myself with travel costs and everything. PayPal to martenhorst@zealandnet.nl, which is martenhorst@zealandnet.nl. So, Linda, I want to thank you really for this interview. You've been amazing. We can do another show a bit longer very soon, where I have 2 hours on Finding Voices Radio. That's the other station where I do my show. So that would be wonderful to do a bit more in-depth interview and see where we can talk about, because there are many things that we have to cover. But unfortunately, time is running out, and I will be back next week with another guest. So, Linda, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I look forward to whenever the next time is. Have a wonderful time in Switzerland. And again, thank you to everybody for listening. And who's going to Switzerland? Thank you, everybody, for listening, and appreciate everything that everybody is doing to help make things go forth. So, yes, whatever you need. If you see somebody in need, help them out. And, you know, donate when you can. Thank you, everybody who has, you know, purchased my books. I appreciate that as well. And whatever it is that you do, make it from a place of passion, love, and joy. So,
Before we close off, Linda, how can people contact you to find your books?
Actually, the best way is through Facebook. You can just look at my name, Linda Hostalek, Hostalek. We have a website, which is starkeepersllc.com. Which goes over Reynolds and I, what we're doing. And we still don't know when we're airing on the Weather Channel. It'll be sometime in March or April. But, you know, but if you want to purchase my books, you can go to the, you can also send me an email at lindahostalek@me.com. That's my name, lindahostalek@me.com. Or you can go to Amazon and just type in my name. And there's several of them. I have a meditation CD as well. But the Star Child Channels is one that, I mean, it goes into detail about, you know, how Star Child came into my life, why she even wanted her own Facebook page, for example, and the different channels from there. And like I said, it just, you open it up, and whatever you open it up, it's the energy that your energy needs for that day. And I've had a lot of really good feedback. So and yes. I'm just honored to have this little being in my life. And also it tells you if you want your own little Star Child crystal skull, how to go and get it. So.
Well, Linda, thank you for this. Thank you for this beautiful information. I'll be happy to have a copy of your book. So I want to see how this information is resonating. But my whole intuition and consciousness is saying that you are one of those pure channels those pure beings that that is really uplifting the humanity.
Thank you.
All right, aloha, Linda.
Aloha.